Hallelujah. 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 Hakirabo shokirabababashandarasukoros. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, can we sing that? Can we sing one more time? Hallelujah. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Because you cared for me in such a special way. That yes, I praise you. And I lift you up. And I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with. Hallelujah! Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Lord, today, because you prayed for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you. And I lift you up. And I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with you. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me. Way back on Calvary. And yes, I... Hallelujah, Jesus! I lift you up and magnify your name. Worthy is the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Just filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Why my heart is filled with praise. Hallelujah. 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 Men and brethren, I have to declare to you this morning that I love Jesus Christ. I have to come with that declaration. And I just really want us to turn around and look a man in the eye and declare that we love Jesus Christ. And introduce yourself and greet him warmly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Mark. I love Jesus Christ. Carlton, amen. Amen. That is our testimony this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. I love Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I have to confess that I have not stood before a group of men like this before, and the other occasions have probably been weddings or funerals, so I feel honoured and blessed this morning to be given the opportunity just to stand before men of God and to share my heart and to share just a little bit of what, just in terms of praising God this morning, because that's all we're going to do, we're going to praise God. And but I think Frederick said a key this morning, which is about, I think we need to repent. I think we need to get in that place of brokenness before God and say, Lord, I missed it. I missed it. Because we all miss it. And really, I want us to sort of just spend a quiet moment before the Lord, before we start to declare and repent before God and say, Lord, we are your sons. We are your children. And Lord, we do miss it. But without you and without your sacrifice, we cannot be the men that you have declared us to be. So, Lord, I want to repent. And I'll publicly repent, Lord Jesus. Lord, I want to repent where even this week, Lord Jesus, I came home from work last night and I snapped. Just not in no big way, but I was rude to my wife. And I had to stop myself and go back and say, wife, darling, Jackie, I repent. I missed it. Frustrations of the day. And I cannot stand before my brothers, these men of God, and not say that, you know, I've got to come correct. Lord, I missed it last night. But thank you, you gave me the opportunity to repent and to correct my behavior. And I was glad that even as I went to bed, I was able to snuggle up warmly with my wife and peace reigned in my house. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I repent, Lord Jesus, that even as I traveled through the week, that my eyes wandered. I saw women, I saw all kinds of images, Lord, which were challenging me. The flesh wanted to have a voice. But I thank you, Lord, that you have given me a way of escape. I say, Jesus, I repent. I missed the mark. Hallelujah. Lord, line up my flesh again this morning. Hallelujah. I close all doors to sin. There is no secret places that are hidden. There's no place of iniquity within me. I come before you, Lord, and say, Lord, in every area that we have missed, we repent this morning. And I think each man has to find their own declaration this morning, because you know your life. But I know my life, and I can publicly say, because I'm not ashamed, because I miss it. I miss it. It's only but the grace of God, only but the sacrifice of Jesus, why I can stand out here today. Lord Jesus, you're worthy. You're worthy. Let's just take a moment, guys. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we cast down vain imaginations. Lord, I thank you that the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, Lord Jesus. And we wrestle not against the flesh, Lord Jesus, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness, Lord. And that we can cast down all vain imagination, Lord, that we can bring them into captivity, Lord. Hallelujah. We take hold of them. Hallelujah. We will not let them arise above us, Lord Jesus. We take hold of every imagination, every high and lofty thought which seeks to exalt itself above the knowledge and the glory of God. Hallelujah. We will not give room to sin this morning. Hallelujah. We will not give room for iniquity this morning. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask that you would restore in us a clean heart, Lord Jesus, a pure heart and clean hands, Lord Jesus, that we would be rightful men of God, that we will be sons in their place, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Your word says we are not a son if we are not chastened, Lord Jesus. Lord, and let us accept our chastening, Lord Jesus, like sons. Let us accept our corrections, Lord. Let us really look into the mirror of God's word. Hallelujah. And see where does our lives line up. Does our lives line up this morning? Does our lives line up? Or this is just a vain, this would be just a vain experience, Lord. But we really, truly want to come and really just line our lives up against your word, against the truth, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Frederick had said to me, come with a Psalms, and I'm going to ask Mark to play in the background as we read Psalms and the spiritual songs and hymns. But the Lord put this on me, and it wasn't a psalm of praise. But I realized that the Lord's business is more important than our agenda sometimes. I just want to read these psalms. And Mark, pray as the Spirit leads. But I really believe this is a key for men, and this is where God wants us to be. The word says that he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Brothers, I'm going to read that again. Find the scripture. And hallelujah. I'm going to pick out, men, just come and take a verse each with me, because this is not about one man. Any man who feels, have their Bibles ready. Another verse comes, we'll just read it and pass the microphone on. But let us just, we've got to own this together, because this is a direction from our Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 91 says, and I'm waiting for to pass it on to the next man. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare and the fowler, and from the noisome pestilence.
Hallelujah. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day.
Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday.
And then it says, a thousand may fall at your side, and a 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Verse 8.
There shall be no evil shall be, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What's the thing, 11? Amen. Thank you, brother. And who's bringing 12?
And verse 12 will say, they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And it just means, say, if we fell or if we missed the mark, it means that God is faithful to restore to us the righteousness of His Spirit. And God is able to uplift us and to give us self-esteem that we are the children and the sons of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, kia ba ba ba, oh shukura. Ya ba 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 shanda ki kera ba 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 shanda rasha to koro shi kerash. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Where are we now? 14. Come, brothers. 13. Come. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
Amen. 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 Oh, Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Brothers, let us praise our God. Oh Lord, oh Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Oh, kia Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The height of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the people of his pasture, his sheep in his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice and do not harden your heart as in the rebellion, as in the day of the trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me, they tried me. They saw my work for 40 years. I was grieved with that generation and said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Hallelujah. The Lord was just showing me, and I just want to just say this simply, brothers. Praise, worship, it's a choice. To praise God is actually obedience. And for too long, we've been in disobedience. And as men, we need to find that place of obedience in our hearts, where we really truly believe what we read and what we know to be true, that we do not move away from what we were taught in the beginning by any new doctrine, by any move in the world, but we hold fast to the word of God, which we know to be true, and then our lives will really truly become praise unto God in the earth. So I encourage my brothers this morning, as Pastor Isaac said, let us be real men. Let us be real men in that place of praise to our God. Hallelujah.
And the music fades, and all is set to rain, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that works, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. Back to the honor. about you. All about you, Jesus. That's all of the all about you. Hallelujah. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it. When it's all about you. Hallelujah. All about you. Your efforts were no one could express how much you love. Hallelujah. So I think I'm all I have is yours. Every single
It's a privilege to serve you, Lord. It's a privilege, Lord. Hallelujah. You do all the giving. We do all the getting. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits, who forgives all our iniquities, all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems you from a life of destruction, and we know about that, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth will be renewed like eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice over all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is the mercy towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he has removed our transgressions from us, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our name, frame. He remembers that we are just dust. As a man, his days are like grass, a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For as the wind passes over it, it is gone, and its place remembers no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to the children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you hosts and ministers of his, who do this pleasure.